We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top, at the end of a line. Omalei Abayel Rav Yosef. Omalei Abayel Rav Yosef, now that we established that according to Rav Yosef Aglili, you're not allowed to cook and bake, you're not allowed to do Melachas Oichel Nefesh for a animal. So he asks him, Rav Yosef Aglili, do Omar Lechem Leleklovim, that Oichel Nefesh Dam with Leklovim, Hani Suflo Chiusei Chashdin Lo. How do we take the pits from our fruits and fruits, and how do we throw it to the animals on Yom Tov to feed them? Which means, like the way Rashi learns, that Bishlam, if you learn that Echol Nefesh is mutter for animals, so then it's mutter to feed them with muksa food, because I'm allowed to do Echol Nefesh for the animal. But if you learn, they now do Echol Nefesh for animal, hey, let them metaltal muksa food. Now, Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos is a bunch of rayas that I'm allowed to metaltal animal food on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no problem with muksa. And there, Tosfos learns a little different. He says these pits and these seeds, these pits, were not royu even for behema. I need a little work there. You have to do a little work with it. You have to soak it and do a little work with it, which is awesome with the rabbanon to do. You have to cut it and soak it. That's awesome with the rabbanon to do because it's tikkun oichlin. So how are you letting a sack in oichlin for the behema on Yom Tov? Aye, we hold. You now do oichlin nefesh for behemas. So that's what he asked him. So either if he Rashi means because it was muksa, or if he Tosfos because there was a certain malacha you have to do with it, and therefore it's also muksa because it's missing some malacha. So therefore it's muksa. So the question is, hey, how do I do this? So the Gemara, I'm like, how do I do this? You let it throw it to them the way it is because it's not muksa. It's not royal to eat, and you now do malacha. Teretz says it's royal to use it for firewood, for fire, to burn, and therefore to warm up your own food you can use this for, and therefore it's not muksa. So the Rav Tainich Liyabeshta, that's good if it's a dried out pit, but a fresh one, or tiftam, I command, what do you consider a fresh pit? What's a roya for? Amalei chazah hasik gadol, use it for a big fire. If it's a big hesek, a big fire, then you throw it in, it'll get dried out, and it'll burn well. So Gemara Kasha, Tenech B'yomtev, that's good B'yomtev. But B'Shabbos, Ma'ikleveim, B'Shabbos, why you let him metalfel it? It can be used for firewood on Shabbos. And the Rosh speaks out, this Kasha is also for Rabbi Akiva, holds that even though on Yomtev is mutter to cook for klovim, but on Shabbos definitely not, this Kasha is for everyone. How you let her throw the pits to the animals on Shabbos, it's muksa. And there's no heter to carry it, kutz roi la soka. Lemaisa, you can't burn anything, you can't make fires on Shabbos. So the Gemara, metaltil echnami. You're right. It's muksa. The only way you metaltil, agarifto. You let it, put it on a piece of bread, and carry the bread to the animals and dump it off. So the Rishonim speak out. There's two ways how you could do that. Either it fell right where you were taking the nectarine. The pit fell on a piece of bread. Now I can take the bread and bring it that way till the matzah. Or you could take it out of your mouth and it's in your hand already. You could put it down onto a piece of bread. There's a problem of bezoyin echlin. Using the oichel here to make tiltum and atzad, I bezoyin oichlin. It's not bezoyin oichlin unless the pas gets ruined. But if the pas, the bread does not get ruined, I'm allowed to use the bread to do my tzrachim, which means to carry my muksa. Now, Tosfos has a different question. That if you learn Masechta Shabbos, you know over there, there's no heter of kikur aitinuk, which means there's no heter to carry muksa, aidei, a piece of bread, only by a mace we give a special heter. Now, you can't just usually do this. Tosfos answers here, it's similar to that, because here, you couldn't do Merav Yontem, and therefore, we allowed you to do Tiltum Natsar, a pass. Going back on before. We have before, Rav Huna said, that if you bake bread for the soldiers, it's mutter to do it, I now do it for non-Jew. Teretz says, since I'm going to give some to my children, it's mutter to bake. So Mara says, that's arguing Rav Shimon Levi. Don't Rav Shimon Levi. Mezamrim is a Nochri v'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a Nochri to your house to eat on Shabbos, but the aim is always not for Yontif. But Yontif, you can't invite them. Why? Because Shabbos, everyone knows they're not going to cook. They don't cook for themselves, they're not cook for the guy. But in Yontif, you let it cook. We're scared if you invite them to the house, maybe you will add on before them, and therefore you're not allowed to invite a guy. And if you look at the Rosh, he discusses what about giving food to the shvachas that are in the house already. He says that's mutter to give from your food, and that's not a chashash yar b'shvilo, because you're not going to. It's only when you invite someone that you feel meshubed will you be yar b'shvilo. If you cannot invite a goy on Yom Tov to come to your house, you're scared you're not going to have food and you're going to land the cooking for him. Now, so why is this not like? Why is it not like Rav Huna? Because if you're Rav Huna, what's the problem? I'll just eat some of it. If you eat some of it, it's not a problem. So vayistoyz b'shulam levi argues on Rav Huna. That's how Rashi learns pshat. So the Moravite, the Rach of Yaakov Amar filled with Shabbos Nami Loi. Shouldn't Ravite go into the house on Shabbos also? Why? Because when they drink from the cups of wine, whatever's left over is Stam Yain like Yain Nasech, it's also Bahana, and it's Muksa. And people are going to carry these kaisis with Muksa in it, which is a problem. So Shuri kaisis. It's very Demarakash. We shouldn't drink our own kaisis either, metal our own kaisis either, because whatever's left over is Mias, the leftover in the kais. And when they're done, Chazat Aragailim. Whatever's left over of us, the chickens eat and drink that. So, the from the goyim also, they give it to the targum. Well, no, they do also no. That's also by no. You can't give it to the targum. Break the gemara. Taltin wagam kasa. Why can't metalflit? Why isn't it considered a bottle to the kais? And you can talflit either the kais. Mila and Rav didn't Rav say metalflim kanuna agav kitma. Kanuna is a type of kli which holds coal. So it's a mukstig keli. But you let a metalflit agav kitme, since it has in it ashes, which is royal to use on Shabbos Yontif, the cover of spit. So therefore you let a metalflit. But after the ikalil shivri eitzim, even though there they also have shivri eitzim there on it, which is also muksa, you let a metalflit agav the kitme. So here also we're saying, you let a metalflit agav the kos. So what's the problem? Just taltla, why is the problem? Muksa, let it be bought to the kos. Let me taltl the leftovers out to the kos. So the Gemara, Hosam Lava Surinah. The case of Rabbi is not a Surinah. Haka Surinah, no, no. Hosam Lava Surinah, no, no. Haka Surinah, no. When it says Surihanah, the muksa is stronger muksa, and then you can't even metalfil the agav the keli. Only Rav Acha, but it's a Ravina. I've not a hetta. We know it's a hetta called Graf Sharei. Even something that's muksa, if it's disgusting, because I'll allow you move it. So here also, you have the leftover kelim with the leftover wine in it from the guy. It's ichi. So I can move it out to that. Only Rav Acha, but the Ravina will have a Graf Sharei. On Malay, yeah, but I can't invite the guy. Could you invite the guy and be sorry on moving the grass array? Adabra Rav le Mashmul. Rav was walking with Mashmul, he was taking him for a walk, Mendorish. And he darshim, Zamrim is a Nokri with Shabbos. You're allowed to invite the Nokri, a non Jew, on Shabbos because you're not worried to cook for them. They're Mizamrim is a Nokri Yontav. You cannot invite them. Zereshem Yarbish Vili. You might add on for them extra food and cook extra food for them. When a guy used to come to them for Yontif, Amalei used to tell them, if you're happy with what we have in stock, good. We're not going to do anything extra for you. And therefore, they allowed them to come because they told them right when they came ready, by the way, we're not cooking extra for you. And therefore, there's no chash, shemer yarbe b'shvila. Talk to Mr. Vaita. I'm not a makhlekes b'shamei b'shil. Talk to Mishnah. B'shami oimrim layecham odom cham l'ragla. You're not allowed to warm up, cook up hot water to wash your feet on Yom Tov. Elam kein ruach shtiyah. Only if it's royal to drink, and then you're going to drink from it, then you could cook it. Then you could cook it up. But you can't make the fire and cook it up for washing your feet. You have to also for drinking. Then you can use it to wash your feet. Now, why can't you do it? So the Ran says B'shami doesn't hold the matayich. Doesn't hold this metoich. Teich shoto eichel nefesh. This is not eichel nefesh. So he doesn't hold of metoich. Metoich means that since it's mutav eichel nefesh, you let it do the same thing for any tzarech yantid. But he doesn't hold the metoich. Therefore, he holds also. That's pshat beishame. Or the Rambam personalizes the pshat. He says the pshat is because he holds that it's not part of eichel nefesh. It's not part of the het of eichel nefesh, and Vesil holds it's a part of eichel nefesh. Vesil matirim. Vesil holds mutav. Why? Because Vesil holds either metoich of the Ran. Or he holds that it's part of the het of eichel nefesh. Just to be clear, that you're cooking water to wash your feet. Beis Shammai says also because he's not holding metoich and he holds it's not called eichel nefesh. Beis Hillel, either the Ran learns he holds a metoich, that's we're allowed to cook it up. Metoich that's mutter to cook up for drinking. You're allowed to also cook up for different tzarech yontif called washing your feet. Or pshat is the Rambam says that's called hanaas haguf and therefore you're allowed to cook up water to wash your feet. Now Tosfos speaks out that. The Tosfos first asked that if there's no matayich, so why, if it's royal l'shtia, how you like cook it up? So he says the case is you're drinking some of it, you're just putting an extra to wash your feet. And then Tosfos says a very important thing. But he says only matter to cook up water to wash your feet. Aval chol gufay moidu da aser dava shavach on nevesh binan. Tosfos speaks out that even for Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to cook up water to wash your whole guf. That you're not allowed to do even for Beis Hillel, only to wash your feet. And other Gemara say hands and feet, but you can't cook up water to wash your whole guf. And this is the way the Makar is, that it's also take showers with hot water that you're cooking on Yom Tov. You turn on your hot water goes to the boiler, you're cooking water on Yom Tov. And that's this is the way the Makar, not take showers on Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah ends off, Oysa Odom Maduro Mischame Kenegda. The Mishnah says that you let him make a fire in order to mischamen, to warm yourself connecta. So, Abayalu, who said this last line? Who gave this heter to cook, to a fire up the fireplace to warm yourself up? Is it different? Carly, everyone agrees to this? And why would Beshami mask into this? Because Beshami would hold that Noah's Kalgufa already is mutter. Just the Noah's Evecha is not mutter. Just to wash your feet is not mutter. Or maybe it's going according to Beshila. Beshami is no difference. Toshima, Beshami, Imrim, Lyasa, Oda, Madura, Shanganag, Beshami is not allowed to do it. Or Beshila, Matirim. So you see, even Beshami can't even cook a, make a fire to warm yourself. So it comes out, when the mice comes around, our mission is, according to Beshama, you're not allowed to warm up water to wash your feet or make a fire to warm yourself. You're all allowed to wash, warm up water to wash your feet and to make a fire to warm yourself. And we spoke about Taisa says, you cannot warm up water to wash your whole goof. Look at the Mishnah Vayta. There are three things where Gamil's minig was that he was machmir like the Beshama Shita. What are the three things? The Gemara will explain the reason for these. The first thing is, you're not allowed to do hatmana on yontif for Shabbos. Let's say you need hot water or hot soup for Shabbos. So you want to cook up hot water on Erev Shabbos, on yontif, and wrap it with towels. You're not allowed to wrap it with towels, Erev yontif for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. We'll see why. Second halacha, v'in zekev es nerev yontif. You can't stand up on menorah on yontif. We'll see why. V'inayif and pitin greets him. And you're not allowed to bake bread, big piece of bread, because that's tirchi yaseru. El rikikim, only crackers. All the years in my father's house, we didn't cook, bake on yontif, big challahs. Only small challahs, never kick him. It's too much tercha, the big ones. What did you do for your father's household? They were machmir himself, but they were make of everyone else. It's not a halacha, they were doing chamra. They let everyone else make fat challahs and to bake it on top of the coals. So even though you want to be machmer, that's your minig, but that wasn't a halacha l'maisa. So talking about what exactly we're talking about in this Mishnah that we say that you can't do atman. Hey chidami, idan echaruv tashilim. If you made erev tashilim, my time of Beshamai. Why would Beshamai argue and say you can't do atman? You made erev tashilim. Let it cook for Shabbos. Why can't you do atman? We loyan echaruv tashilim. If you didn't do erev tashilim, my time of Beshilu. What's Rabbi Beshilu says that it's mutter. You don't have erev tashilim. Omravu loyan emelach shloini erev tashilim. You don't make erev tashilim. That the basics, the few basics need for Shabbos, the Rabbanon allowed you to do it even Erev Tashilin. Rav Huna Tamei, Rav Huna, Mishaloi Aniach Erev Tashilin, if someone did not make Erev Tashilin, Oifin Loi, they bake for him pas achas, one pas, Mavshil like their achas, they bake for him one kadeiro, Malikos and Erev, life in one fire. Rav Shavitzagoyim, Av Tzayim like Dakot, and you make him a small fish. So our Mishnah is saying that you can do Atmana, but he still says, no, if you're stuck, you could do a few things just for the tzarech of Shabbos. Now, the lashon of our Gemara is oifen loy. Someone else bakes for them to pass. So, freak the rosh. If that's the case, they can do as much as they want because just give them the kemach, give them the flour. And said before, you give them the flour, they can bake for you. So, if a rosh says that he can even bake himself the basics, and in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down as yesh oimrim tafkuf chavzayin sevchaf, brought down some of those on erev tashilin yesh oimrim that he could get himself the basics and cook himself the basics even with erev tashilin. Now another thing interesting here, it says madlikin leis aner. So Tois Madayik, they see from here that even to light the Shabbos candles on erev yontif, you have to have an erev tashilin for that. And if you don't have erev tashilin, you can't. And therefore, he says you have to put into the lashon the birchas erev tashilin. You have to say yesharu levishulei. It's mutter to bake, to cook v'lafuye and to bake v'ladluke and to light the ner. Because you see, it's part of erev tashilin. And the Gemara ends up tainam ha'achi mishlo yaniach erev tashilin. Someone didn't put erev tashilin. Oifnei pas achas to write to Rav Huna. He can make one pass. V'toim loy k'der achas. He could make a tmana cover one pat for Shabbos udom v'diklas ner mecham lekitin echad. He can make one little ketone of water for coffee. V'yashreim afchel and takot. Even could roast in one piece of fish. So upon him, the first mahalach in our Mishnah is, the question was that, what are we talking about here? With Erev Tashilin, Erev Tashilin, we're saying the first mahalach is, we're at Erev Tashilin. Aye, what's Rabbi Beis Hillel? You're allowed to give him the basics.